this week's parasha is Parashas Bo. Okay, these two parashas, Parashas Vayera and Parashas Bo, are speaking about the plagues. And the plagues come in sets. So we see, last week when we learned, we had seven of the plagues. And this week's parasha, we have three of the plagues. And we have the redemption of the Jewish people. And the Korban Pesach, the Milah, the Korban Pesach. There's a lot of details on the Korban Pesach. And the coming out of Egypt. So, why is it separated like that? So we explained last week that the first seven plagues basically represent the destruction of, first of all, like I'm explaining in detail, but basically the destruction of all the Kochot Hara, all the strengths that Egypt had. Egypt was basically destroyed. That's what we meant. Hasa'ora va'pishte nukata. Sa'ora, we said, is a remez on Seir. Seir always represents Esav, the Ra. And Pishtan is associated with Cain. Cain and Hevel. He brought Pishtan as a korban against the sheep of Hevel. That's why we don't put wool and flax together. Pishtan's flax. That's sharpness. Because good and bad can't come together unless it's L'Shem Shemayim, by Big Dekuno or Tzitzis and stuff like that. So, the Pishtan represents also the Ra. So that was destroyed. What was left was the Chita. Chita, we said, is associated with Chochmah, is associated with the higher self. That's the three Elyonos. That means the goof of the Ra was destroyed. All that was left now to destroy was the head, so to speak, of the Ra. What does that head represent? So that's what this parasha comes to tell us. So now it says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe." Kriish Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Bo el Paro, Bo gematria gimel. Come with Paro now with the last three makot. Ki ani hichbadti et libo. I hardened his heart. Ve'et leiv avadav, and the hearts of his servants. For what? They don't have free will now. So what's the point of destroying them? What's the point? You've taken away their free will. You've hardened their hearts. What sort of justice this is? So it says, no. Leman shiti ototai eile bikirbo. In order to place these signs, these plagues, these signs, in their midst. For what? Uleman. So they are clear of the difference between Klal Yisrael and them. Leman tesapeh. Here we have the din of the Haggadah. We didn't have this before. Uleman tesapeh ba'ozne bincha. Do you say in the ears of your children, ben bincha, and the children of your children, et asher talalti b'mitzrayim, which I was mishtolel. I went berserk in Egypt. I ripped them apart. For what? Ve'et ototai asher samti bam, and the signs that I placed in them. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem. These last three plagues are here for Klal Yisrael. So that they will be separated. They were separated from the plagues beforehand. But that they will come to their birth as a people. And that they will be able to tell their children, this is what happened to us in Egypt. Look what God did to us. This was for us. This was done. This was no longer done anymore. It was there to destroy completely the Ra, but it was to build Klal Yisrael. Now, how did this all work? What's happening really here? The others went the Derech Hashem. They went against all the Ra in the world. That's Kel Shakai. We explained that last week. And there now, they worked very hard against the Ra. Each generation, its own tikkun, chesed, then gvura, then tiferes, then the 12 shvatim, against the 12 constellations. We were removing all aspects of Ra. Then we went into Egypt. Then Yosef now to gather all those lost souls and bring them back. That was the Jewish people. And now in Egypt, the shibud, the pains of the servitude in Egypt that brought us to fuse us together as a people and to remove, just as you take gold, kura bazel, or metal. You know when you make metal? So whenever you make metal, you're boiling the metal, and on the top, like, there comes all the solid, all the bad stuff of the metal, and you remove it, so you have pure metal. Egypt was a melting place for the Jewish people. The bad of the Jewish people was separated from them, and the good was made into the Jewish people. That's what happened here. And now that this has happened, right, this is still happening, this is now the clarification of the Jewish people. Right, so we're going to see, interesting makas here. Also, we see that in Arov as well. In Arov, the Jewish people, some Jewish people killed them. All these makas, some of the Jewish people were killed. The Rishayim, with the separation of the Rishayim from Jewish people, the Korah Barzal. So now, the next plague, what's the next plague? Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron el Paro, v'yomru lo, elav. Ko ama Hashem elokei ha'ivrim, ad matay me'an telanot mipanai, send my people that they serve me. Ki imma en ata, if you stop, you stop. L'shalech et ami, hineni mivi macha albe b'gvulecha. What is albe? Albe is now the locusts. V'kiset ein ha'aretz, will cover the full seeing of the land. V'lo yuchal lir'ot et ha'aretz, you won't be able to see the land b'chlal. V'achal et yeta pleita, whatever was left. Hanish Eret, what was ever left of Egypt, Lechem mina Barad, from the Rad, which destroyed everything which is outside. Vachal et kol ha'et, satsomech lechem mina atzadeh, it will destroy. The Av will come and completely destroy it. So what was left? The chita. The wheat was left. Whatever was left. The Av is now going to come and completely destroy Mitzrayim. The complete destruction of the Ra in the world. Why do you have to destroy all the Ra before the birth of the Klal Yisrael? Birth, as we all know, and the birth of the nation, this is the birth of Klal Yisrael in this parasha. The birth of a nation is just like the birth of a child. Are you allowed, when a baby is born, it's extremely sensitive, miss a little bit of oxygen, if there's a little bacteria around, has to be completely sanitary. Why? Because the newborn is just coming into the world. It doesn't have a full immune system. Less oxygen could cause the brain damage. It's a very, very sensitive time. So this is the place of the final build, of the final separation of Tov from Ra. So we're mashbit, we're destroying all the Ra in order to bring out the Kor HaBarzel, the purest Jewish people, in order that they can make it. The birth of the Jewish people has to be a completely sanitary situation, so that there's no hints of any Ra, of any disease, of any problem. When you're being born, you have to be in an environment which is desolate from Ra. That's why yeshiva. Yeshiva has to be in a place where there's no things outside that attract the bacharim. A lot of yeshivas, they build their places, like, I think it was Lakewood, Rav Aaron Kotler, they were asked Rav Aaron Kotler to build Lakewood, to build the yeshiva in some place in Manhattan. He refused. He said, it won't work. The yeshiva has to be out of town, has to be in the midbar, has to be a place where there's nothing, because you want to build people. You can only build people if you remove them from their surroundings. You remove them from the Ra. You remove them from the influence. Then you can rebuild them. Then they can attach to themselves good habits, good ways of behavior, good thinkings. That's what we're now doing. We're setting up the Jewish people. So there has to be a complete destruction of the Ra. And if you understand, we'll see also in Korban Pesach how that works out. So that's the first makkah. So this makkah was destruction of the whole of the land. Nothing was left in Egypt. That didn't work. Next makkah. What was the next makkah? Makkah's choshech. Makkah of darkness. Here is, unfortunately, where the Jewish people are separated from the Ra. Makat Choshech, the Midrash says, the Choshech of Mitzrayim was the Choshech of Gehinnom. Gehinnom was the darkness of Gehinnom. It means the darkness of Gehinnom. Rashi, in next week's parasha, the beginning, parashas B'Shalach, he says, right? Chamushim yatsu Mitzrayim. A fifth of the Jewish people, or armed, or a fifth of the Jewish people came out of Egypt. Says Rashi, Chamushim, Pasuk Yudches, right? So Rashi says, Chamushim yatsu Mitzrayim. So Rashi brings the Midrash. Davar acher, chamushim, achad mechamisha, one fifth, yatsu, v'arba chalakim, and four fifths, meitu b'shlosha yemei afela, in the 3 days of darkness of Makat Choshech. That means there were Jews who died. Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us, in Arov, in all the other Makas, there were some Jews who died. But Makas Choshech was 80% of the Jewish people died in Makas Choshech. And Rashi tells us why in Makas Choshech, Badavka, so the Egyptians wouldn't know that the Jewish people died. And they wouldn't come and say, just as we're being killed, they're being killed. Who says their God is taking us out? 80% of them are being killed. How many people left Egypt? 600,000 men from 20 to 60, right? Double that for women, right? At least 1.2. What about children below 20, right? I mean, they had six bekeres echad. They must have had a lot of kids, right? And how many people over 60? Well, they died young, right? Moshe was 80-something, right? And Aaron wasn't young, right? So they were old people. So you have 1.2 plus children, which probably makes it around 5 million. I think the Chofetz Chaim says 5 million people. Right? 5 million people went out of Egypt. Let's be generous. Not to say 5 million. Let's say 2 million because the math is easy. 8 million people died in Egypt? In Makat Choshech? Hello? 8 million people died. No one noticed? The whole reason we're killing them so no one notices. What was the schus the Jewish people had to leave Egypt? We had no schus, we had no mitzvahs. We were on the 49th level of impurity. One more level. Remember it said? We read in the Haggadah? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out of Egypt, we'd still be there. Oof. We'd still be there. We didn't come mikoch atzmo. On Kriyas Yamsuf, what does it say? Elu avdei avodah zarah. The Egyptians are the Elu of the Avodah Zarah, and the Jews are of the Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? Why save this over this? And those are the people who left. Chazal say, what was the schus that we left? Lo shinu lishonam. They didn't change their language. Lo shinu shmam. They didn't change their names. Lo shinu malbusham. They didn't change the way they dressed. They looked like Yidden. There's a little keep on their heads. They had, you know, this little hat thing. You know, the black and white, you know. They look Yidden. They look Yidden. They could tell these were Yidden. That means the ones who were lost. He was called Ramses III. Or he was called John. And he had a nice shtela there in Manhattan, right?
Okay.
Called, it's called Lehman Brothers, right? Or whatever it's called. They have all these things. Who knows they're Jewish? Unless you know, you're one of the Chevra. So the Jews knew who were Jewish. They didn't know they're Jewish. Wow. 74% of the Jewish people are being lost in Egypt. In the US, 74% are marrying into non-Jews. Anyone knows about them? Anyone cares? The Americans flit an eyelid? We even have a public, an official public marriage with the rabbi and the priest. Rabbi? Rabbit and the priest. Right?
Oh.
The reform rabbit. Right? Sorry for using...
It's okay, you're not offending me.
Yeah. The official marriage. Nice Jewish boy, the nice shiksa. That's the semel of Judaism. The semel, we're proud of it. Look, we got Clinton. We married into royalty. He's a peanut farmer, or what is he? That's someone else. I'm making mistakes. They were actors or peanut farmers or, you know, like whatever. Some sort of figurehead. That's what we're about. 74% have been lost. No one even cares, no one even knows about it. That's what happened in Egypt. They were lost in Makat Choshech. It's Choshech, says the Midrash, of Gehinnom. It's darkness of Gehinnom. They were lost. They were Nitma Ben Agoyim. They became like the nations of the world. What was left was some remnants of Jewish people. We now have to rebuild them. They were so weak. They were so 49th level of impurity. They were so weak, they needed building up. They couldn't now fight if there was a Ra against them. They needed 49 days of building before Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, they grew up. They were born. Matan Torah is Bar Mitzvah. They got Das. They got their knowledge of Torah. They were given it. Even then we fell. Had a Egel, had to go to the Midbar, another 40 years. And again, the Midbar, the whole story of the Midbar is, before entering Eretz Yisrael, is to remove the Ra from the Jewish people as much as we can. 42 Masa'ot, 42 journeys, says the Baal Shem Tov. Those 42 journeys are the journeys that everyone has to go through in his life. Everyone passes those journeys. This isn't the storybook. This is your life here. You have a Yetziat Mitzrayim. You have a Golus. You have Tzaras. It's part of you that has to be removed. 80% of it. To purify some part to come to Geula. And then you need 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. What do you mean Sfiras HaOmer? Chesed Sheba Chesed. We're working on Midas. Till we get to Matan Torah, you have to be a Kli Kibble to get Torah. What, Torah, you just go into a base of Medrash and you get it? That's how you get Torah? You walk in, someone says, Chavrusa, you fall asleep on your Daf Gemara and you get it? You listen to Daf Yomisha? So you go read a page and turn the next page and then you do that, you Kabbal Torah? That's Kabbalah's Torah? No, says Revolvi. No, everyone can be Kabbal Torah. To be Kabbal Torah, you have to be a vessel fitting to receive it. You need to work hard to get Torah. Torah is not given to everyone. Says the Gemara, Torah is like Kli Zchuchis. It's like glass bottle. In the time of Chazal, glass was an expensive thing. Now, you know, it's a cheap thing. But glass, let's say crystal. Kasha liknotam. It's expensive. It's hard to buy them. The kala avdam. Just drop it. It breaks. Now you go fix it. Can't fix glass when it's broken. Throw it away. It's a mazik. You with me? That's what happened here. There has to be a separation of those aspects of self which take us to Gehinnom. And that's a big aspect of ourselves. It's a big aspect. We all go through these 10 plagues. And there will be plagues. If we don't do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it for us. Will be reminded of us. Will be things that will show us the way. Because we're here to do this. This is our tafkid. We're here to connect. We're not here for any other reason. And if we don't do that, there will be time in life where you'll get it. And then you'll remember it. So we do it with a tov. Shevet Levi did not work a day. How come Moshe and Aaron were roaming around? They were not in the Shibur of Mitzrayim. Chazal says they were not in Shibur Mitzrayim. They were not in Chira Egel. They were not. Because they were Dovuk to Torah. They were connected to Torah. The only way to get out of Golus is to be connected to God's will. Torah and mitzvahs. Once you start saying, and that's how it happened in Mitzrayim. How does it say in Mitzrayim? We'll give you a good wage. Work with us. Be like us. We'll give you a good wage. Get a froyo. Oh, you. Froyo. Get a, be like us. Then, sorry, miss him. Then now, oh, you were, be like, yeah, we gave you wage. Now, now work free. And then, you know, then work not only free, we'll bind you to your work. You work so hard that you don't even have anything else to do. Oh, you want to think now about Kodesh Baruch Hu? Nirpim atem. We don't give you straw. Go collect straw for yourself. You go work hard, make your panasa. You know what they do in America? You know what it's doing like a frum Jew in America? If you want to live in Manhattan, you have to earn $250,000, $300,000 to live normal. You're a workaholic. You're chasing money the whole time. Nirpim atem. Go work. And then I wanna come back. Might be too late. Sometimes it's too late. You have to work really hard to get out of it. Moshe comes and tells you, I'm the goel. He gives you all the signs, I'm the goel. Go away. They're not listening to me. Go away. It's good here. You made it just bad for us. It's good living this way. What are you talking about? Rabbi, what are you talking about? We was going to yeshiva for a month and learn. What do you want us to do? This is the life. I can't take off a month from work. What do I do? Who feed my kids? A week I can't take off from work. It's enough all the Jewish holidays. You have to know. That was Choshech. What's the Geula? Fine, let me come to Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros comes when? Very interesting Makkah. Oh, I didn't explain the Gemara. So that's why they didn't know. The Egyptians saw Ramses was killed. He didn't see Jew was killed. He didn't notice. The Jews that were left were known. We saw they were Jews. They recognized they were Jews. But the Jews knew the Jews were killed. His brother, his aunt, his this. There was a Holocaust. I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom with Makas Choshech. But throughout history, we've had this Golus Mitzrayim throughout history. We're not learning. Came the head, Yosef the head. We lost it. You know, as someone told me, it is true, you guys probably know better than me. I think there's three of the people running for presidency, they have like a frum Jew behind them. There's a frum Jew working on their campaigns. Or I think Obama had a frum Jew in his thing, or modern Orthodox Jew. A frum, kept Shabbos. I think there's one, I forgot the names, or Trump's daughter's frum Jew, or this other one's campaigns are frum Jew. America, you know, in America, it's a known thing, the goyim want to marry Jews. A Jewish boy is a nice boy. He'll look after you, he won't cheat on you, he's a decent guy, he'll bring good parnasa home, Jews make money, you have a good life. And a Jew, what's a Jew wants? He also wants his good life. He doesn't want a difference. They want the same life. Why not? New story. You have to understand also a little bit about Israel. Herzl. We need this country because we are persecuted. And if we don't have a country, to live like all the nations of the world, we have murderers and stealers and everything like the world, then the world won't hate us because we won't be different from them. What do we need Israel for? To live like a goy in Israel. So you know what? His son said, Daddy, you said a good vort here. Daddy, you're good. We don't need the goyim of the world. We don't need We don't need to be live like the goyim of the world. I can do better than you, Daddy. I'll become a goy. So his children became Christian. Kal v'chomer from their dad.
Oh my gosh.
That's the founder of the Jewish state. His dream. Where's his children? They learn from what he said. That's what we want Eretz Yisrael for. No. We want Eretz Yisrael to live as a yid, be a light to the nations. That's what we're learning out of here. We're separating from Tumas Mitzrayim. We're separating from them. These makas were to separate, not to connect. The of Isaac Chava. I'm not going to go through with you, but if anyone who wants to, he has a whole mama here in Parshas Bo explaining how all the makas are against the 10 mamarot, the 10 statements of the creation of the world. And all the makas, the world was created, all the makas were against the creation of the world. To negate in Mitzrayim, because the world wasn't created for Mitzrayim, the world wasn't created for Paro, it was not created for the Yetzirah, it was not created for the Ra. The world was created for the Jewish people. The whole Tachlis of Bria was what? That man was created in Tzelem Elokim. The creation, the Mama, the creation of man, which is the Tachlis HaBria, that's this final Makkah. That's Makkah's Bechoros. That's this Makkah. When we knock out the firstborn, B'chatzot Laila, of Egypt, we're knocking out the next generation of Ra. There's no propagation of Ra. Not only we're knocking out Egypt, we're knocking out the propagation of Ra. There's not going to be an Adam Blial. There's not going to be an Adam connected Yisrael. We're going to knock it out. That's the final knockout. Chatzot Laila. Why Chatzot Laila? The darkest time at night is Chatzot Laila. The brightest time day is Chatzot Yom. The deep depth of the night, at the moment when there's the most shlita of the Ra in the world, the greatest dominion of the Ra, we knock out their firstborn. We knock out anything that can come forward from them. Their firstborn represents, like we say by Yaakov Avinu, Reshit Ono, the beginning of his strength. Here we knock out any strength that can come out. Egypt is completely desolate. Now we have the birth of the Jewish people. And how are they born? Korban Pesach, Dam Milah. Those are the mitzvahs we had. What did we give to the world? What does it mean, the birth of the Jewish people? What does it mean? The only Korban that has chorus, if you don't do it, is Korban Pesach. The only mitzvah, the raisa you don't have, that has chorus, is Milah. Why? Chorus means you're cut off from Jewish people. That means you don't do Milah, you're cut off. You don't do Korban Pesach, you're cut off. Why? It's a mitzvah sase. It's not even a mitzvah lotase. Mitzvah lotase, we have many things to cut off. All the arise, you cut off. But this is all the illicit relationships, you cut off. But here, because you're connecting to something wrong. You're connecting to something wrong. You're cut off. That's not where you should be going. You should be going somewhere else completely. You're a different road. You're a different road. You're cut off from the real road. But a mitzvah's asa, you don't do something, you're cut off. What does Milah represent? What does Korban Pesach represent? First, we have to have Dam Milah. What's the Dam Milah? This is in order to have Makas Bechoros. This is the dam we put on our lintels. What was the vort here? Says the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. Mitzvahs Milah is there to ma'et, lema'et, tava, to reduce the desire of man, to reduce him from Egypt. Egypt, the sea hatavas, the sea of desire. Asher besach hamorim besaram, vezirmat susim zirmatam. The flesh of a chamo is chomriyut, and the sus with his promiscuity. It's Egypt represents the sea of Tibers. We need to separate from Mitzrayim. Mila. After we have Mila, Now, if something is going to bring us a korban la'Hashem, what's the korban? The only korban that's eaten in a family. You can't eat it in two places. It has to be one place. The family there, the minuim there, one place, in your house. Even today, everyone who keeps Pesach, two things they keep. Cleaning the house. Cleaning the house is the removal of the ra. Cleaning the house. They have it. They have it. They don't know what they're doing. They have it. Cleaning the house, removing the chometz, removal of the ra. That's why korban Pesach cannot be eaten with chometz. So should be isazu yetzahara. Remove the ra. The birth, you can't have any ra there. Sterile. The other thing they do, every single family member is invited for the Haggadah. But we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter where you are. You have a family Haggadah. The Jewish people gave to the world. When you remove the taivas, your own desires, and then you take the Avodah Zarah of the Egypt, the Tleh, which was the semel of their Avodah Zarah, and you shecht it la'Hashem as a family offering. The Jewish people gave to the world the family unit. Your own family, your own people, or your own city, your own world. It's called responsibility. We're responsible for the world. The world's on our shoulders, not on anyone else's. It's on our shoulders. How we behave changes the world. And how you behave at home affects your family. Your kids are on your shoulders. You can't remove them from your shoulders. You affect them, you change them. That's what we gave to the world. We gave to the world the family unit, which today people say, what do you need to get married for? You can get all your desires without getting married. Yeah, you know what? You're right. If you're looking for desires, marriage is a bad idea. Marriage is responsibility. Marriage is hard work. Yeah, go around with a few shiksas. It's much better than marriage. You're looking for desires. And then at 40, marry the youngest thing you can get and have a bad marriage. Okay, so you at least till 40 had a good time. That's the attitude. That's the world. That's Manhattan. And you know what? Kids? Who wants kids? Dogs are much better, you know? They wave their tails. They look like you. You can buy them nice. They like everything you buy, right? They don't chat back at you. They don't, you know, get rude to you. Easy life, you know? First time in Manhattan, went to a pet shop. Looking for food. I didn't have a havamina that this would be a pet shop. Because it was so big. So I walked in, and they said, yes, what are you looking for, sir? I'm looking for the food. So I said, why, do you have a dog, sir? So I said, no. So I said, oh, this is a pet shop. Okay. Okay, pet shop. Looked around, shelves, different types of bones, different types of this. God knows what they had there, right? Clothes for the doggy. I was walking around in Manhattan, I say, this little poodle, fluffy little hair, right? Fluffy little hair, golden fluffy little hair, you know, like this, fluffy little. And I looked and it had like big eyes. I looked at the poodle and then I looked up at the woman who had the poodle and she had golden, fluffy little hair, and big glasses and big eyes, looked exactly like a poodle.
It's like children.
Like children. Not at all like children. What are we saying here? You want to get out of Egypt? You have choice. Remove yourself from your taivas. Connect to Korban Pesach. The Avodah Zarah. Why Avodah Zarah? If you serve yourself, you serve your own desires, you're going to go for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is serving yourself. When you take your responsibility on you, you don't go for your own desires. You don't go what's good for you, for your own taivas, for your own things. Go for what's good for your family, what's good for the Jewish people, what's good for the world. Because you now aren't going with the head. How can I make a buck for me? How can I make a buck for my family? How can I make a buck for my people? And it doesn't have to be the buck. How can I learn the Daf Gemara for my family, for my people? Maybe the Daf Gemara is a little harder than making the buck. Maybe connecting with your Creator is a little harder than making that money that you want to make. But that's what's important. the back's not important. If the back means ruchnius, then it's important. If it doesn't, who cares about it? You don't get buried with it. That's Yetziat Mitzrayim. And when you go out, what was the schus that we had to get out of Egypt? What was the schus? What merit did Moshe Rabbeinu see to get out of Egypt? That we will serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu Bahar Hazeh, Matan Torah. You can't get out of Egypt without Torah. You're going to stay there. Without Torah, you have no chance against Yetzirah. Only with Torah a person can fight this Yetzirah. Torah tavlin le Yetzirah. You with me? Makes sense? We didn't finish off, but the...
Stop my God.